What's up, Stoic Squad? Dylan Brooks here, your daily dose of wisdom with a side of real talk. Ever feel like you're just reacting to life instead of truly living it? Like you're on autopilot, letting emotions take the wheel? Today, we're diving deep into something powerful. Developing emotional awareness through intuition and those crazy feelings that sometimes seem to rule our lives. Trust me, this isn't about becoming a walking, talking mood ring. It's about harnessing these internal signals to navigate life with more clarity, purpose, and maybe even a little less drama. Here's the thing. Emotions are like whispers from your inner compass. They're trying to tell you something, guide you in a direction. But often, we either ignore them, get swept away by them, or try to suppress them completely. Big mistake. Think of it like this. Your intuition is that gut feeling, that knowing deep down, and your emotions are the fuel for that knowing. When you understand both, you unlock a whole new level of self-awareness. It's like having a superpower the power to make decisions aligned with who you truly are. First off, let's acknowledge that all emotions are valid. There's no such thing as a bad emotion. Even anger, sadness, or fear can be valuable teachers if we pay attention. They highlight what matters to us, where our boundaries are, and what needs adjustment in our lives. Next, learn to identify your emotional triggers. What sets you off? What situations bring out specific feelings? Maybe it's a certain person, a type of environment, or even just a particular thought pattern. Once you know your triggers, you can start to anticipate those emotional responses and choose how to react rather than simply reacting impulsively. Here's the key. Practice active listening to your body and emotions. Pay attention to physical sensations like a tight chest, a racing heart, or even just a feeling of heaviness. These are all clues. Ask yourself, what am I feeling right now? What's going on in my body? Don't judge the feelings, just acknowledge them. It's like giving your emotions permission to exist without judgment. Remember that intuition is often subtle. It can come in the form of a hunch, a gut feeling, or even a sudden shift in your energy. Sometimes it's like a whisper, other times it's more like a siren. The key is to pay attention to those subtle cues and learn to trust them. And lastly, don't be afraid to seek support when you need it. Talk to a trusted friend, family member, therapist, or mentor. Sharing your emotions with someone can help you process them better and gain valuable insights. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're at work, facing a stressful deadline. You feel that familiar tightness in your chest, your heart starts racing, and you want to lash out at your colleagues. But then you pause, take a deep breath, and ask yourself, what am I feeling right now? You realize it's not just about the workload, it's fear of failure, worry about letting your team down, and maybe even some insecurity about your abilities. Once you identify these emotions, you can start to manage them better. Instead of reacting impulsively, you can choose a more constructive response. Take a break, organize your thoughts, prioritize tasks, or even ask for support from your colleagues. By acknowledging those feelings, you turn a potentially disastrous situation into an opportunity for growth and resilience. So, remember, Stoic Squad, emotional awareness is like a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it gets. Embrace those emotions, listen to that intuition, and trust yourself. It's time to unlock your inner compass and navigate life with clarity, purpose, and maybe even a little bit of badassery. As always, I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts, experiences, or any aha moments you have after listening to today's episode. Join the conversation on social media. We're building a community here of Stoic thinkers who support each other and keep striving for mental fitness. Until next time, stay strong, stay curious, and never stop growing.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.